Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm sure the is the founder of our church here and I would call that of them. Nanjere, you pay. Yeah. All our branches, branches foundations is from her. What was in the Mokara was 1976.
Yeah.
What you call the Mokara by the probably about
more than 20.
Now, the Gatumba, no one can line along somewhere in the head. No, 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 then, I hated the situation. I hated that situation. But imagine now I'm baptizing a prophet. When we grow up, people calling me prophet. It doesn't make another man. I hated the situation more than any other thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of other churches are in the same church. I'm getting up to 1987.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of other churches are in the same church, 1987. That's why next year, it was October, I think, around October. That's why next year, October, I'm going to remarry again for the 25 years in marriage.
Amen.
Thank you. Next year, I'm going to remarry for 25 years. We'll be doing our anniversary for the it was a proper marriage. That's why we sustained 25 years.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why we're about to be married again. So we're going to work to Mumarama afresh. Start a new life again. Yeah. With my beautiful sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah, first lady.
Hallelujah.
First lady of our church.
Amen.
So, the body won't say more. Sometimes if things are not done properly, it ends up not properly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why we wanted to do things properly.
Yeah.
So that even the end shall be proper.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So to me, it says, I was properly baptized.
Yes.
And in a proper marriage, that's why now I'm encouraged. Because all my things were properly done. And that's why I wanted to do my other people things to be proper.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're not properly baptized, your life will be miserable.
Mm.
And you will get into a wrong marriage. And once you get into that marriage, the wrong marriage, none of the children.
Yeah.
I will move out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be gone. I don't know if I'm going to be gone. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you all in the name of our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I know that this is a hard day for you. And I know that the devil is not happy for you.
Yeah.
This is the moment that the devil doesn't want to see.
Yeah.
And the chipi that you witness Satan will fight teeth and nail to make sure that he violates everything.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God, he managed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I know some of you were cancelled then, but as a pastor who are going to baptize you, and after that baptism, I will be called your spiritual father. I need to tell you about baptism. You must know why you are baptized.
Mm.
It's important.
Yeah.
And you must know the benefits of baptism. Okay? You must know the benefits of baptism so that you can go and teach other people. It is important to understand this baptism. When we talk about baptism, we are talking about two things. Actually, let me say, when we talk about the sacrament, we are talking about two things. In the sacrament, we are talking about baptism and Lord's Supper. These are two things that we need to be a Christian. You cannot be called a Christian if these two principles are violated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to be called a new born again Christian because of the two principles that are called sacrament. Somebody will ask you, what is sacrament? The answer is simple. Sacrament means baptism, Lord's Supper. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Now, my question is, why are you baptized? Why are you baptized? You need to understand this. There's a lot of people who get into the water and they're baptized, but they cannot know that they were baptized. And we cannot see that they are baptized. After baptism, something must change in your life. You cannot be baptized and remain the same again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason why you need to change is because after baptism, there is something that must come upon you as a symbol and proof that you are a different person. When we detail this matter. Now, maybe let me start by saying, what is baptism? How do you understand the terminology baptism? Because there is a number of baptisms that is taking place in this current life. There is a number of kinds of baptism, but let's start about what is baptism. If dictionary says baptism, what does it mean? Here you must first to understand baptism. Are you not going to baptism? Jambami. Do what? Yes. Yes, it's just like that. We are dedicating you to Jesus. Yes, but it's not the answer.
To be immersed by water or
by water. Here we are talking about the water. The Holy Spirit will come later. You will hear what the scripture tells us. Yes. Baptism means to submerge or immersed. Or to deepen. But are you hearing this? Now, submerge, immerse, deep, it means you go underwater.
Yeah.
Huh? You go under
water.
You go underwater. If your body is underwater, Romans chapter 6 verse 3 will tell us the reason why your body needs to be underwater. Romans chapter 6 verse 3 and 4. Let's read it in English. Yes.
Don't you know that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
Hallelujah. Underline. We will walk in
newness of life.
Newness of life. It answers the question, why are you baptized? There are two reasons there from the Bible. There are two answers there from that scripture. Why are you baptized? I am dying with Christ.
Amen.
Are you hearing this?
Amen.
Then after dying, there shall be a lightning of the Holy Spirit that will raise you from the grave. And in the grave, when we bury the whole body.
Yeah.
And if the Bible says, when we are baptized, we are dying with Christ in the water and raised out. I don't kill you in the water anyway. I will put you in the water. That's why when we baptize, there are wrong baptisms. When you are baptized, according to that scripture, it says, you are dying with Christ and raised with him.
Yes.
Amen.
And who raised Jesus?
The Holy Spirit.
Amen. Now, listen very careful. Listen very careful. Jesus was raised from the grave, was raised from the tomb by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit has got its own strength to remove that big tomb so that the body of Christ, those are the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible never says somebody go and roll the stone away. So those are the functions and the works of the Holy Spirit. Is it into your life? Now, when we baptize you, we dip you into the water and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father. You are still in the water. In the name of the Son, you are still in the water. But when I come to the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit will never die,
yeah.
I cannot keep you inside of the grave. I said, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I need you out. Because it's the life of the Holy Spirit that will raise you out. Now, if I say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm killing the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm sitting, Nikofuke, and I'm going to get it. You are sitting in the middle of confusion. Yeah. So, we cannot bury the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a lightning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible says you can insult God. You can insult Jesus. But what can insult the Holy Spirit? You are not going to be forgiven. Why? Our God is the Spirit. Our God is the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is important. That's why. That's why you are baptized today. Jesus was baptized.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. There was nothing that forced Jesus to be baptized. Nothing. Nothing. But. In order to fulfill the appointment of the Father,
Amen.
He allowed you to be baptized.
Yeah.
Let's read from the book of Matthew chapter 8.
Nihe, Vamudi wa Yerusalem avala ene, Navashango lote na Yuda, Navaselina lino, Navaselina lila, na mnambo wa Yorodani. Varobe zanga ene mnamboni wa Yorodani. Vapula zhubi zhavo. Ari achipo na fundi ya wafarisei na washaduke wa chidando betoni. Amba na wa ari, ye inima dana mafuru furu. Nani inye oni dzao. Ano ni ha zwino mitshelo yo fanelaho vha ushanduka. Ni songo elekanya dzimbiluni dzanu nari ri na khotsi ashu Abrahamu. Ndi a ni vhudza ndiri mudzimu anga kona u bveledza Abrahamu vhana kha matombo haya. Mbado yo no vhewa tsindeni ḽa miri. Uno muri u sa almiho mitshelo yavhuḓi u ḓo remiwa wa kudzwa muliloni. Nṋe ndi kho ni lovhedza maḓini uri ni shanduke. Hone uyo a ni salaho murahu u na maanḓa a fhiraho anga. A tho ngo fanela na u mu hwalela zwienda zwawe. Ndi ene ane a ḓo ni lovhedza nga muya mukhethwa na nga mulilo. Luselo lu tshanḓani tshawe u ḓo ṱuwa a tshi swiela luvhanda lwawe. Mavhele awe u ḓo a shela dhuruni. Mungu wone u ḓo u fhisa nga mulilo u sa dzimi.
Yeah, come into the book of 12. Let's read it in other version, English version.
Then went out to him Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing
their sins. This English is too difficult for other people.
Therefore,
Yeah, that one is good.
People from Jerusalem and
yes.
from all of Judea and
yeah.
all over Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John.
Mm.
And when they confessed their sins,
okay.
he baptized them in the Jordan River.
Mm-hmm.
But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees come to watch him baptize, he denounced them. Your brood of snakes, you exclaim, who warned you to flee God's coming wrath? Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins
mm-hmm.
and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, we are saved, for we are descendants of Abraham. That means nothing. For I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the tree.
Mm.
Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. So I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am,
mm.
so much greater than I am now. I'm not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Hallelujah. Now, listen, here it was John the Baptist. It was John the Baptist who was busy baptizing people in the river Jordan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, he prophesied before.
Yeah.
He prophesied that I baptize you with water.
Mm.
But there is someone who is coming behind me.
Yeah.
By then, he never saw Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he prophesied.
Yeah.
He said, I baptize you with water. But the one who's coming, he will baptize you with the what? Holy Spirit and
fire.
I want you to underline that because I'm going to talk deeper about it. He will baptize you by the Holy Spirit and fire. I am baptizing you with water. You catch it like that. All right? While he was busy preaching baptism, immediately Jesus arrived.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus arrived. Yes, or was she? When Jesus arrived, Jesus said, John, what are you doing here? John says, Master, I am busy baptizing. Jesus says, you're baptizing me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Jesus, no, Master, no, 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 no. say, John?
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid.
Hallelujah.
You baptize me. I am here to accomplish my assignment. John says, he says, John, baptize me. Baptize me. Because I want to finish what my God assigned me to come
here.
Now, I'm saying, there was nothing that forced Jesus to be baptized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But John agrees. Look upon me.
Hallelujah.
This is Jordan River. Can you see? This is Jordan River. The one who is wearing the crown is John the Baptist. Is the picture this one. And the one who's wearing the white is Jesus. In Jordan River. I want you to understand this. Why Jesus wanted to be baptized? It's because he wanted to start his own church. He wanted all Christians to do all what he has done.
Yeah.
He was setting the principle. And he was setting the protocol of becoming a Christian. Are you hearing this? He wanted all Christians to follow suit. Now, you see, it's Jesus. I'm coming too much. I'm going. Let me now speak about the kind of baptism. There is a lot of baptism.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a what?
A lot
of baptism. Some of the baptism, we don't know where are they coming from. I repeat, some of the baptism, we don't know where they are coming from. But I believe in one baptism.
Yeah.
The baptism that my master was baptized with.
Yes, hallelujah.
That is the only baptism that I can talk about. The baptism that my Jesus was baptized is the baptism that I'm preaching about it, and the baptism that I believe in it.
Yeah.
Why should I believe in the other baptism that my Jesus was never baptized with? Why? There is a kind of baptism, you know them.
Yeah.
Mention one.
Yeah.
They take the cup of the water, they put what? A symbol.
In the, baptizing the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That is baptism.
No.
Some of them, they take the bowl, pour water inside, and wash your head. That is baptism. Church, Jesus says, some of them they will knock. I said, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And you are going to be judged by the book that is in your hand. That Bible, that's what? Is the judgment book. In heaven, there is no any other book that is going to judge you. In heaven, you are going to be judged by the Bible that is in your hand.
Amen.
Church, are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, if they wash your head, they are baptizing you. Mm-hmm. They are washing your head. And you believe that I am baptized?
No.
No, they believe. Some of them believe. They say they cannot be baptized twice. I am baptized when they are talking about this baptism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was surprised one time when I was praying for the other lady. She was having a very serious chronic disease. The doctors surrendered and said, no, finish. Then she came to me, she said, Pastor, all the doctors surrendered. Now I'm just waiting to die. I said, you believe to the doctors too much. Why don't you take a chance and believe to my Jesus?
Amen.
She said, Pastor, I mean it. I said, yes, I mean it. She said, no, tell me what to do. I said, are you baptized? She said, yes, yes, Pastor, I'm baptized. I'm a born-again Christian.